Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
We went into a weekend with a lot going on, and certainly it was the weekend that wasn't for most of those who were down at the hearings
exactly.
at the state capitol. And we're going to talk about that a little later in the show. But to start off, we're going to talk about another issue that happened as we went into the weekend, that veto of Bill 2491.
Some very emotional issues in play this week.
Well, that makes up for a very emotional day with a 2491 starting it all off. And that's what we're going to do right now. As you know, last week, Kauai Mayor Bernard Carvalho vetoed the county council bill to regulate GMO and pesticide use. The intent of the bill was one thing, he said, but the bill itself was quite another. The decision came despite the majority support of the council. Even so, the controversial bill may not be veto-proof. This week, the council will meet to reorganize its strategy. The bill's chief champion, Gary Hooser, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Good morning, Chris.
So, as you are looking at what happened in the last days of last week, was this unexpected to you in any way?
You know, frankly, I did not expect a veto. I expected the mayor to allow the bill to pass into law without his signature.
And why? Just because there was such overwhelming support on the council itself?
Exactly. There was a 6-1 vote. It only takes 5 votes to override a veto. The community, I believe, also is overwhelmingly in support of this bill. You know, we've gone through countless hearings and thousands of pieces of testimony, and there's urgency to the bill, to the issue. There's doctors in our community believe people are ill and getting sick because of the pesticide excessive use.
Was there any underestimation of biotech industry's pull and its ability to wield its own power?
Well, you know, there shouldn't have been, but perhaps there was. This industry has been throwing roadblocks in place ever since we started the issue some months ago. You know, they've threatened us with lawsuits. The governor stepped in to try to block our bill. The mayor now has done that. The industry is not used to losing, and they have tremendous resources to put into place to keep regulation from happening.
Is there a way that you really think that the council can salvage this bill?
I do. I absolutely do. I believe we have the votes to override it, even though you never know until the day that the vote happens. The legal issues, I believe, are a smokescreen. We have a number of attorneys, world-renowned, eminent attorneys in these issues who have volunteered to defend the bill and defend the county for free, pro bono. The bill is structured where it doesn't take effect, actually, for 9 months, and so that's time to deal with any valid legal concerns.
It might also be time for the biotech industry to be able to counter a move.
It might be, but I believe the tide of public sentiment is turning against the biotech industry. I believe more and more people, the Honolulu Star Advertiser this morning, our Garden Island newspaper yesterday, basically said these are reasonable and necessary requests. Disclosure. We're just asking for them to disclose that the pesticides they're using, put buffer zones around schools, and do a study. So more and more people, as they look at the issue, are seeing this is a reasonable request. What is the biotech industry hiding? So I believe they're losing the game or the issue in terms of public opinion.
And what about having a little pressure to have some health studies, some actual genuine numbers and data that we can look at as it exists right now?
Well, we don't have the data right now. That's the problem. Without disclosure, we do not know what pesticides, what chemicals are being used.
But in terms of health studies?
Pardon me?
But in terms of actual health studies?
Yeah, we need health studies, but researchers do not, if they don't know what chemicals are being used, can't study it properly. So they can't test for every single chemical. They need to know what's being sprayed, what's being applied. That's what the doctors are telling me. They don't know how to treat their patients because they don't know what tests to give them to deal with these pesticides.
So how do you see the bill being enforced if you're able to somehow pull it off?
Well, the bill is there's only 3 components. One is disclosure. These companies essentially would submit the information online, and it would be disclosed to the community, to the public, and the buffer zones would be put into place. And the county can certainly enforce that. There's only five companies. It's not like a hundred different enforcement actions. There's five companies. The public's going to be looking very closely. And I believe that the challenges to enforcement are minimal.
And if the companies simply decide that they would just rather not comply with this, then they'll take you on legally?
Can well, we actually? They may very well, but if the companies sue us for the right to spray poisons next to schools, I think, again, it would just further turn public sentiment against them. We have a number of lawyers, Earth Justice, the Center for Food Safety, the Center for Human Rights and Constitutional Law, and others who are ready and willing and standing by right now to fight this in court. They've reviewed the bill. They believe the bill is solid, and they're willing to do it for free.
So come Thursday, when all of you sit down again to look at what you're going to do going forward, if you were a betting man...
Well, this Thursday, actually, the bill is being just put on the table. There will be no vote.
No, so, but in terms of saying that you'll develop a strategy that will carry the day.
Yeah, I believe that we will. I believe that at the end of the day, there's two questions. It's a political question, and it's a legal question. Do the people, majority of the people, want this bill? And absolutely, yes, they do. The legal question, is it legal? Absolutely, again. And there is no risk whatsoever to the county. We have credible, free attorneys. We have 9 months to deal with the legal issues. We have a real and pressing problem that needs urgent action. And I believe the council members understand that.
And so when you actually do come down to the vote, you don't expect that anyone is going to waffle?
I do not. You know, I do know some members have concerns, and you know, no one wants to go against the mayor. And at the end of the day, everyone wants to be one big happy family. But I think at the end of this day, the council members who have voted, all of them, yes, I mean, all the remaining council members, except for one, have voted in support of this bill. Some have voted twice. The council chair has said publicly there's no reason for him to think he's going to change his vote. And I believe the votes are solid, but you just never know until the end.
And reconciliation with the mayor on this?
Well, the mayor, this is the process. You know, we pass something, the mayor vetoes, we override. It happens at the state level, and the mayor, I'm hopeful, will move forward to support the bill when the override occurs. I mean, that's the law. We're lawmakers. He's the administrator. His job is to enforce the law. I do know the industry, the agrochemical company, is going to be pushing hard on him and council members all the way through to the vote. But I'm confident that at the end of the day, the people will carry the day.
All right. We don't have long to find out whether you're going to be right. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much, Beth Ann and Chris. Aloha.
Gary Hooser is a member of the Kauai County Council and introduced the GMO and Pesticide Regulation Bill vetoed last week. He's the former state director of environmental quality control, a former state senator from Kauai County, and was the majority leader in the Senate from 2006 through 2010.